KFH. Tommy, this Jim Harbaugh stuff, all the details and the fancy language and all that other stuff. Basically, if he ever wants to come back to college football, he's got to sit out a year by the hiring school. There's a lot of stuff in there. He has been so adamant against any of this stuff, and they are saying he is so guilty. This is really weird how defiant he's been. But hey, he ain't going back to college football. I don't know that he ever was anyway. It's felt like he wanted out of that game for a long time. Maybe this has something to do with it. But he's not. He's not going back, right? Like, he's done with college.
And he didn't want to be in college. That was very clear.
He tried to get out every year.
He got out.
And then he won a national championship.
Right. But he got out at the right time. Look, I think that, again, this actual show cause order that the NCAA levied on Jim Harbaugh has nothing to do with the Connor Stallions situation. It has nothing to do with what Sherrone Moore is being accused of right now with Michigan. That's a whole separate thing. This is what about a cheeseburger? It's about Jim Harbaugh sharing a cheeseburger with a potential recruit during like the COVID time when they weren't able to meet with recruits, I think. And it's just like, okay, I don't really care at the end of the day. It would be different if Harbaugh was still in college, if he was still coaching at Michigan. Then I would care. Because we're a month away, less than a month away from the start of the season. I would care if Jim Harbaugh was still coaching in college football, but he's not. It's like, again, I think I mentioned this yesterday, it's not unlike Pete Carroll leaving USC, going to the NFL, and then USC had all of the sanctions against them and all of that. Now, will it get to that point at Michigan? I don't know. I have no idea. But, Pete Carroll ended up in the NFL, never looked back, never went back to college. And when people think of Pete Carroll, at least in my mind, I don't think of Pete Carroll as the coach at USC that had all of the scandals and, everything that happened after he left. I think of Pete Carroll as a Super Bowl coach with the Seahawks. That's what I think of Pete Carroll for. And that's, I think, the way Jim Harbaugh will be remembered.
These coaches talk to players all year. It just doesn't matter to most people. And yes, you have to have rules in place. And yes, you should follow them and all of these things. But I mean, come on now. Like, at the end of the day, it's not like if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I mean, there's some of that in there. I'm not trying to say that I'm okay with that. I like to live in reality, right? Like, I want to live in reality. And I have seen some of the penalties handed out for some of the most ridiculous, stupid things. So it just doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Now, that being said, though, there was, and I read this earlier today, that a former staffer at Michigan, when interviewed by the NCAA, I think he was the recruiting director at Michigan, told the NCAA that there was a culture at Michigan of not only going up to the line, but then crossing the line if you have to get recruits to campus, to be able to try to find ways, to get them to Michigan. So, I mean, that does relate back to the if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying kind of scenario. If there was that, it wouldn't shock me if that was the culture at Michigan. Honestly, that's probably the culture at a lot of places. But
I was going to say, what do you think the percentage of that same philosophy of big colleges out there, what do you think the percentage that would have that same philosophy would be?
I mean, 100%, maybe not 100%, but a lot of them. A lot of them.
I hope that everybody, look, it's fine. It's not that important to me. I just don't care. Yeah. And this story is going to get a lot of run. And who cares? He's going to be coaching the NFL now for the rest of his career, most likely. He wanted out of college anyway. He'd been trying to get out of college anyway for a long time. Good luck on our text contest. You've got two big opportunities there, everybody. We will come back. We'll tell you what's on the network today. It does not include Royals baseball. So what else is there? We'll hit that next as we wrap up this Thursday on Sports Daily.